The Translation of the Meanings of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Juz 27. Surah Ad-Dhariyat, The Wind Scattering Dust. Verse number 31 onwards. He, Ibrahim, said to the angels, "Then what is your mission, O Messenger?" They said, "We are sent to a guilty people, that is the people of Sodom, so that we may send down upon them stones of clay, marked by your Lord for the transgressors. So we let the believers who were there to come out of from danger, but we did not find it in any Muslims except one house, and we left in this event a sign of deterrence for those who fear the painful punishment. And we left a similar sign in the story of Musa, when we sent him to Pharaoh with a clear proof. So he turned away along with his chiefs and said, 'Musa is a magician or a madman.' So we seized him and his army and cast them into the sea, as he was of culpable behavior. And a similar sign was left in the story of Ad, when we sent upon them the wind that was barren from any benefit. It spared nothing it came upon, but rendered it like a staff smashed by decay. And a similar sign was left in the story of Thamud, when it was said to them, 'Enjoy yourselves for a while.' Then they rebelled against the command of your Lord, so the thunderbolt of divine punishment seized them while they were looking on. Then they were neither able to stand before the punishment, nor could they defend themselves. And we have destroyed the people of Nuh even before. Indeed, they were a sinful people. And the sky was built by us with might, and indeed we are the expanders. And the earth was spread out by us as a floor, so how well have we spread it out? And from everything we have created pairs of two, so that you may heed. So flee to Allah. Indeed, I am a plain warner sent by him for you. And do not make up any other god along with Allah. Indeed, I am a plain warner sent by him for you." In similar way, no messenger came to those before them, but they said, "He is a magician or a madman." Have they handed down his saying to each other as a legacy? Rather, they are a rebellious people. So turn away from them, for you are not blamed, and keep reminding, because reminding benefits the believers. I did not create the jinns and the human beings except for the purpose that they should worship me. I do not want any sustenance from them, nor do I want them to feed me. In fact, Allah is the all-sustainer, possessor of power, the strong. So, those who did wrong will have their turn, like the turn of their counterparts. So, they should not ask me to hasten on. Woe, then, to those who disbelieve, because on that the day of theirs, that they are promised for punishment. Surah At-Tur, the Mount of Tur. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. By the Mount of Tur, and by a book written on an unrolled scroll, and by the populated house, Al-Bayt-ul-Ma'mur, and by the roof raised high, and by the sea flared up with fire, the punishment of your Lord is sure to fall. There is nothing to push it back. The day when the sky will tremble, a horrible trembling, and the mountains will move about, a terrible movement. So, woe to those who reject the true faith, who are indulged in vain talk, playing with truth. The day they will be pushed to the fire forcefully, and it will be said to them, "This is the fire you used to deny. Is it then magic, or do you not see? Enter it now, whether you endure it patiently or impatiently, it is all the same for you. You are merrily rewarded for what you used to do." Of course, the God-fearing will be in gardens and bliss, enjoying what their Lord will have given to them, and their Lord will have saved them from the punishment of hell. It will be said to them, "Eat and drink pleasantly because of what you used to do, relaxing on lined-up couches, and we will marry them with big-eyed houris. And those who believed and their children followed them in belief, we will join their children with them and will not curtail the reward of any of their deeds at all. Every person will be pledged for what he earned. And we will go on giving them whatever they desire of fruits and meat. They will snatch from one another in a friendly manner a glass of wine carrying neither absurd talk nor something leading to sin. And their own serving boys will rotate around them, who will be as neat and as clean as if they were hidden pearls. And they will advance to one another asking about each other's welfare. They will say, "Indeed, we were afraid of Allah's punishment when we were amidst our family, but Allah did favour to us and saved us from the torment of the fire scorching breath. We used to pray to him before. He is surely the most kind, the very merciful." So keep reminding them, because by the grace of your Lord, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. Do they rather say, "He is a poet for whom we are awaiting the accident of death"? Say, "Wait, I am waiting with you too." Is it their intellects that direct them to say this, or are they a rebellious people? Do they rather say, he has forged it, the Quran? No, but they do not believe. So, let them bring a discourse like this, if they are truthful. Is it that they are created by none, or are they themselves the creators? Or have they created the heavens and the earth? No, but they are sure of nothing. Or do they have the treasures of your Lord? Or have they acquired control over them? Or have they a stairway to the heavens by means of which they listen to the divine decrees? If so, their listener must bring a clear proof. Is it that he has daughters and you have sons? Or is it that you, O Prophet, ask them for a fee and therefore they are burdened with a liability? Or have they the knowledge of the unseen and they are recording it? Or do they intend to plan to do harm to the Prophet? Then the disbelievers themselves shall be harmed by the plan. Or do they have a God other than Allah? Pure is Allah from what they associate with him. Even if they see a piece falling down from the sky, they would say, it is a cumulated cloud. So leave them alone until they face their day, in which they will be turned unconscious. The day they are planning will not benefit them in the least, nor will they be helped. And for those who did wrong, there is another punishment before that, but most of them do not know. And, O Prophet, be patient about the decision of your Lord, because you are in front of our eyes, and proclaim the purity of your Lord along with his praise when you stand in prayer, and in parts of night too. Proclaim his purity, and at the time of setting of the stars. Surah An-Najm, the star. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. By the star when it goes down to set, your fellow, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has neither missed the way nor did he deviate. He does not speak out of his own desire. It is but revelation revealed to him. It is taught to him by one angel of the strong faculties, the one of vigour. So he stood poised while he was on the upper horizon. Then he drew near and came down, so as he was at a distance, like that of two bows joined together, rather even nearer. Thus he, Allah, revealed to his slave what he revealed. The heart did not err in what he saw. Do you quarrel with him in what he sees? Indeed, he saw another time. Indeed, he saw him another time by Sidratul Muntaha, the lote tree in the upper realm, near which there is Jannatul Mawra, the paradise of abode. When the lote tree was covered by that which covered it, the eye neither went wrong nor did it exceed the limit. He has indeed seen a part of the biggest signs of your Lord. Have you ever considered about the idols of Lat and Uzza, and about the other, the third idol, namely Manat? Is it that you have males and he, Allah, has females? If so, it is a bizarre division. These are nothing but names you and your fathers have invented. Allah has sent down no authority attached to them. They are following nothing but conjecture and what their own souls desire, while guidance from their Lord has surely reached them. Is it that man can get whatever he wishes? No, because to Allah alone belongs the good of the hereafter and the former life of this world. How many angels are there in the heavens whose intercession cannot benefit anyone at all but after Allah allows it, for whomever so he wills and pleases? Those who do not believe in the hereafter call the angels by names of females. They do not have knowledge about it. They follow nothing but conjecture, and conjecture is of no avail in the matter of truth. So, turn away from him who turns away from our advice and seeks nothing but pleasure of the worldly life. That is the limit of their access to knowledge. Indeed, only your Lord knows well about the one who has gone astray from his way, and he knows well about the one who has adopted the right path. To Allah belongs whatever there is in the heavens and whatever there is in the earth, so that he gives punishment to evildoers for what they did, and gives good reward to those who did good. Those who abstain from the major sins and from shameful acts, except minor involvements. Indeed, your Lord is extensive in forgiveness. He knows you more than anyone else from a time when he created you from the earth and when you were embryos in the wombs of your mothers. So, do not claim purity from faults for yourselves. He knows best who is God-fearing. Did you see the one who turned away and gave a little and stopped? Does he have knowledge of the unseen whereby he sees what he believes? Has he not been told of what was revealed in the scriptures of Musa and of Ibrahim who fulfilled his duties? It was that no bearer of burden shall bear the burden of the other, and that a man shall not deserve but the reward of his own effort, and that his effort will soon be seen, then he will be recompensed for it in full, and that to your Lord is the end of every one, and that he is the one who makes one laugh and makes him weep, and that he is the one who gives death and gives life, and that he creates the pairs, males and females, from a sperm drop when it is poured into a womb, and that the second creation is undertaken by him. And that he is the one who gives wealth and preserves it, and that he is the one who is the Lord of Sirius, the star worshipped by pagans, and that he has destroyed the earlier Ad and Thamud, so spared none, and destroyed the people of Nuh even earlier. Surely they were more unjust and more rebellious. And he destroyed the overturned towns of the people of Lut also, so enveloped they were by that which enveloped. Then concerning which of your Lord's bounties would you remain in doubt? This prophet is a warner from the genus of the previous warners. The imminent hour of judgment has approached. There is no one besides Allah to remove it. Do you then wonder at this discourse and laugh at it and not weep while you are engaged in vain play? Now fall down in prostration and worship Allah. Surah Al-Qamar, the moon. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. The hour of doom has drawn near and the moon has split asunder. When these people see a sign, they turn away and say, "This is a transient magic." They have rejected the truth and followed their desires, while every matter has to settle at some time. And there has come to them as much news of the earlier communities as it is enough to deter, containing a perfect wisdom. But the warnings are of no avail to them. Therefore, turn aside, O Prophet, from them. They will see the reality on the day in which the caller will call them to a gruesome object. With their eyes humbled, they will come out of the grave like locusts spread all over, rushing quickly towards the caller. On that day, the disbelievers will say, "This is a hard day." The people of Nuh denied the truth before them, so they rejected our servant and said, "He is a madman," and he was also threatened by them. So he prayed to his Lord, saying, "I am overpowered, so defend me." So we opened the gates of the sky with water pouring forth profusely, and we caused the earth to gush forth as springs. So the water of both kinds met together for a destined event, and we caused him, Nuh, to board that ship which had planks and nails, which sailed under our eyes as a reward for the one who was rejected by the infidels. And we left it, the ship, as a sign. So, is there one to take lesson? Then how was my torment and my warnings? Indeed, we have made the Quran easy for seeking advice. So, is there one to heed to the advice? The people of Ad rejected their prophet. So how was my torment and my warnings? We did send to them a furious wind in a day of continuous misfortune, plucking people away as if they were trunks of uprooted palm trees. So how was my torment and my warnings? Indeed, we have made the Quran easy for seeking advice. So is there no one to heed to the advice? The people of Thamud rejected the warners. So they said, "Shall we follow a single human being from among us? Then we will be in error and insanity." Is it that the advice had been cast upon him alone out of all of us? No, but he is a bragging liar. Tomorrow they will know who the bragging liar is. We are going to send the she-camel as a trial for them. So watch them, O Saleh, and keep patience. And tell them that water of the well is to be shared between them and the she-camel. So as the right of having water shall be attended by each alternatively. Then they called their man to kill the she-camel. So he undertook the task and killed the she-camel. So how was my torment and my warnings? We sent upon them a single cry, and they were like crushed leaves of a hedge builder. Indeed, we have made the Quran easy for seeking advice. So is there one to heed to the advice? The people of Lut rejected the warners. We sent upon them a rain of stones, except the family of Lut, whom we saved in the last hours of the night as a grace from us. This is how we reward the one who offers gratitude. And he, Lut, had certainly warned them of our grasp. But they disputed the warnings, and they had even tried to tempt him against his guests, so that they may snatch them away for bad purpose. But we blinded their eyes. Now, taste my torment and my warnings. And on the next morning, a lasting torment overtook them. Now taste my torment and my warnings. Indeed, we have made the Quran easy for seeking advice. So, is there one to heed to the advice? And the warners came to the family of Pharaoh, but they rejected all our signs. So we seized them, a seizure by one mighty, powerful. Are the believers among you in a better position than all of the aforesaid punished people? Or do you have immunity recorded in the sacred books? Or do they say, "We are a large group, well defended"? Soon this large group shall be defeated, and all of them will turn their backs. Rather, the hour of judgment is their appointed time for their full recompense, and the hour is more calamitous and much more bitter. Surely the guilty ones are in error and madness. On the day when they will be dragged into the fire on their faces, it will be said to them, "Taste the touch of hell. Verily, we have created everything according to our predestination." And implementation of our command is no more than a single act like the twinkling of an eye. We have destroyed people like you, so is there one to take lesson? And everything they have done is recorded in the books of deeds, and everything, small and big, is written down. Of course, the God-fearing will be in gardens and rivers, in a seat of truth, near to the omnipotent sovereign. Surah Ar-Rahman, the All-Merciful. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful, the Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah, has taught the Quran. He has created man. He has taught him how to express himself. The sun and the moon are bound by a fixed calculation, and the vine and the tree both prostrate to Allah. He raised the sky high and has placed the scale, so that you should not be wrongful in weighing. Observe the correct weight with fairness, and do not make weighing deficient. As for the earth, he has placed it for creatures, in which there are fruits and date palms having sheaths, and the grain having chaff and fragrant flowers. So, O mankind and jinn, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? He has created man from dry clay, ringing like pottery, and created jinn, father of the jinn, from a smokeless flame of fire. So, O mankind and jinn, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? He is the Lord of both points of sunrise and both points of sunset. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? He let forth the two seas to meet together, while there is a barrier between them. They do not encroach upon one another. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? From both of them come forth the pearl and the coral. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? And his are the sailing ships raised up in the sea like mountains. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Everyone who is on it, the earth has to perish, and your Lord's countenance will remain full of majesty, full of honour. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? All those in the heavens and the earth beseech him for their needs. Every day he is in a state of action. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Soon we are going to spare ourselves for you to reckon your deeds, O too heavy species of jinn and mankind. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? O genera of jinn and mankind, if you are able to penetrate beyond the realms of the heavens and the earth, then penetrate. You cannot penetrate without power. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? A flame of the fire and a smoke will be loosed against you, and you will not be able to defend. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? So, it will be a terrible event when the sky will be split apart and will become rosy like red hides. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? On that day, neither a man will be questioned about his sin, nor a jinn. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? The guilty ones will be recognized by angels through their marks and will be seized by foreheads and feet. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? This is Jahannam hell that the guilty people deny. They will circle around between it and between hot, boiling water. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? And for the one who is fearful of having to stand before his Lord, there are two gardens. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Both having branches. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? In both there are two flowering springs. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? In both there are two kinds of every fruit. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? The people of these gardens will be reclining on floorings whose even linings will be of thick silk, and the fruits plucked from the two gardens will be at hand. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? In them there will be maidens restraining their glances, whom neither a man might have touched before them nor a jinn. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? They will look like rubies and corals. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Is there any reward for goodness other than goodness? So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? And besides these two, there are two other gardens for the second category of the God-fearing. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Both gardens are dark green. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? In both there are two springs gushing forth profusely. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? In both there are fruits and date palms and pomegranates. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? In them there will be women and good and gorgeous. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? The houris kept guarded in pavilions. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Whom neither a man might have touched before them nor a jinn. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? The The people of these gardens will be reclining on green cushions and marvellously beautiful mattresses. So, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Glorious is the name of your Lord of majesty, the Lord of honour. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the event. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. When the imminent event of doom will occur, there will be no one to deny its occurrence. It will be abasing some, exalting others, when the earth will be jolted with a terrible jolt, and the mountains will be crumbled, a thorough crumbling, until they will become dust scattered in the air, and you will be divided into three categories. As for the people of the right, how lucky they are, the people of the right, and the people of the left, how wretched are the people of the left. And the foremost are the foremost. Those are the ones blessed with nearness to Allah, in gardens of bliss, many from the first generations and a few from the later ones. They will be sitting on thrones woven with gold, reclining on them facing each other. Immortal boys will rotate around them with bowls and jugs and a goblet of pure wine, from which they will neither suffer headache nor will they be intoxicated. And with fruits that they choose, and the flesh of birds that they desire. And for them there will be houris having lovely big eyes, all neat and clean like a hidden pearl, as a reward for what they used to do. They will hear neither an absurd talk in it nor something leading to sin, but they will hear the words of salam, salam as greetings. And the people of the right, how lucky are the people of the right. They will be amid lote trees with no thorns, and the trees of talh, banana or fragrant tree, having layers one upon the other, and a shade spread all over, and water poured forth, and a lot of fruits, neither interrupted in any season nor prohibited, and mattresses of high quality. Surely we have made up those females in a special creation, and have made them virgins, amorous to their husbands, matching them in age. For the people of the right, comprising many from the first generations, and many from the later ones. And the people of the left, how wretched are the people of the left. They will be in scorching wind and boiling water, and in shade of black smoke, neither cool nor graceful. They were earlier in luxuries and used to persist in major sins, and used to say, is it that when we die and become dust, is it that we will be raised again, and our ancient fathers as well? Say, all the earlier and the later ones will be gathered together for a fixed time of a specified day. Then, O you, the erring, the denying people, you will have to eat from the tree of Zaqum, and to fill with it the bellies. Then on top of it you will have to drink boiling water, and to drink like camels suffering from the disease of overthirst. This will be their welcome entertainment on the day of requital. We have created you, then why do you not believe in it? So, tell me about the semen you drop in the wombs. Is it you who create it, or are we the creator? We have appointed the times of death among you, and we cannot be frustrated from replacing you with others like you, and creating you afresh in that form which you do not know. And you certainly know the first creation. Then why do you not take lesson? Well, tell me about that seed which you sow. Is it you who grow it, or are we the one who grows? If we so will, we can certainly make it crumbled, and you will remain wondering, and saying, we are laden with debt, rather we are totally deprived. Again, tell me about the water you drink. Is it you who have brought it down from the clouds, or are we the one who sends it down? If we so will, we can make it bitter in taste. So why do you not offer gratitude? Now tell me about the fire you kindle. Is it you who have originated its tree, or are we the originator? We have made it a reminder of our infinite power and of the fire of hell, and a benefit for travellers in deserts. So proclaim purity of the name of your Lord and the Magnificent. So I swear by the setting places of the stars, and indeed it is a great oath if you are to appreciate. It is surely the noble Quran, recorded already in a protected book, that is the preserved tablet, that is not touched except by the purified ones, the angels, a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. Is it this discourse that you take lightly and take your denial as your livelihood? So why do you not intervene when the soul of a dying person reaches the throat and you are watching, and we are closer to him than you, but you do not perceive? So if you are not going to be recompensed in the hereafter for your deeds, then why do you not bring the soul back if you are truthful? So, in case he, the dying person, is from among those blessed with nearness, then for him there is comfort and fragrance and the garden of bliss. And in case he is from among the people of the right, then it will be said to him, peace is for you, as you are one of the people of the right. But if he is one of the deniers, the astray, then for him there is entertainment from boiling water and burning in the hell. Indeed, this is certainly in its true sense. So, proclaim purity of the name of your Lord, the Magnificent. Surah Al-Hadid. The Ayan. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. All that is in the heavens and the earth proclaims Allah's purity, and He is the Mighty, the Wise. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He gives life and brings death, and He is powerful to do anything. He is the first and the last, and the manifest and the hidden, and He is all-knowing about everything. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then He positioned Himself on the throne. He knows whatever goes into the earth and whatever comes out from it, and whatever descends from the sky and whatever ascends thereto. He is with you wherever you are, and Allah is watchful of whatever you do. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and to Allah all matters are returned. He makes the night enter into day, and makes the day enter into night, and He is all-knowing about whatever lies in the hearts. Believe in Allah and His Messenger, and spend out of that wealth in which He has appointed you as deputies. So, for those of you who have believed and spent in Allah's way, there is a big reward. What is wrong with you that you do not believe in Allah while the Messenger invites you to believe in your Lord, and He has taken your covenant if you are to believe? He is the one who reveals clear verses to His servant, so that he brings you out from layers of darkness into the light. And to you, Allah is very kind indeed, very merciful. And what is wrong with you that you should not spend in the way of Allah, while to Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth? Those who spent before the conquest of Makkah and fought are not at par with others. Those are much greater in rank than those who spent later and fought, though Allah has promised the good reward for each. Allah is well aware of what you do. Who is there to advance a loan, a good loan to Allah, so that He multiplies it for him and he may have a noble reward? On the day when you will see the believing men and the believing women, their light proceeding in front of them and to their right hand, it will be said to them, "Good news for you today, gardens beneath which rivers flow to live therein forever." That is the great achievement. The day when the hypocrite men and hypocrite women will say to those who believe, "Wait for us so that we may have a share from your light." It will be said to them, "Go back to your rear and search for light." Then a wall will be placed between them, which will have a gate. In its inner side, there will be the divine mercy, while towards its outer side, there will be the divine punishment. They, the hypocrites, will call out to them, the believers, "Were we not with you?" They will say, "Yes, you were, but you led your souls to a wrong way and kept waiting for an evil end to the Muslims, and remained in doubt and were deluded by fancies until Allah's command came to pass, and you were deceived about Allah by the big deceiver Iblis. So no ransom will be accepted from you today, nor from those who disbelieve openly. Your abode is the fire, and it is an evil end. Has the time not yet come for those who believe that their hearts should be humble for the remembrance of Allah and for the truth that has descended through revelation? They must not be like those to whom the book was given before, but a long period passed on them in which they did not repent. Therefore their hearts became hard, and thus many of them are sinners. Know well that Allah revives the land after its death. We have made the signs clear for you so that you may understand. Surely those men who give sadaqah, alms, and those women who give sadaqah have advanced a good loan to Allah. For them it will be multiplied, and for them there is a noble reward. And those who believed in Allah and His messengers, those are the siddiqs, the most righteous after the prophets, alayhi wasallam, and the shuhada, the martyrs, in the sight of your Lord. For them shall be their reward and their light. As for those who disbelieved and rejected our verses, they are the inmates of hell. Know well that the worldly life is but a play and an amusement, and a show of beauty and exchange of boastful claims between you, and a competition of increase in riches and children. All this is like a rain, the growth of which attracts the farmers when it withers, and you see it turning yellow, and then it becomes straw. And in the hereafter there is a severe punishment for the disbelievers, and forgiveness from Allah and Allah's pleasure for the believers and the righteous. The worldly life is nothing but a material of delusion. Compete each other in proceeding towards forgiveness from your Lord into paradise, the width of which is like the width of the sky and the earth. It has been prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messengers, that this is the bounty of Allah. He gives it to whomever so He wills, and Allah is the Lord of the great bounty. No calamity befalls the earth of your own selves, but it is predestined in a book before we bring it into being. Indeed, it is easy for Allah, so that you may neither grieve on what has escaped you, nor over exult on what He has given you. And Allah does not love any self-admirer over proud. Those who are miserly and bid others to be miserly, and whoever turns away, then Allah is the all-independent, the ever-praised. We have indeed sent our messengers with clear proofs and sent down with them the book and the balance so that people may uphold equity. And we sent down iron in which there is strong power and benefits for the people. And we did it so that Allah knows the one who helps him and his messengers without seeing him. Surely Allah is strong, mighty. Indeed, we sent Nuh and Ibrahim and kept the book and the prophethood continuing in their progeny. So some of those to whom they were sent were on the right path and many of them were sinners. Then we made our messengers follow them one after the other. Then we sent after them Isa, the son of Maryam, Jesus, son of Mary, and gave him the Injil and placed compassion and mercy in the hearts of his followers. As for monasticism, it was invented by them. We did not ordain it for them, but they adopted it to seek Allah's pleasure, then could not observe it as was due. So we gave the believers from among them their reward, and many of them are sinners. O you who believe, fear Allah and believe in his messenger, and he will give you two shares of reward out of his mercy, and will make for you a light whereby you will walk, and will forgive you, and Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. So that the people of the book may know that they have no control over anything from Allah's bounty, and that bounty is in Allah's hands. He gives it to whom he wills, and Allah is the Lord of the great bounty. End of Juz 27.